Well, how's the war been going? You say war? I thought we were at peace. Well, I'm talking about the spiritual warfare we're involved in. Remember, we're in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read once again some of these verses. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Spiritual warfare. Warfare between the forces of good and evil. Warfare between the forces of God and of Satan. And there's no neutrality in this warfare. Sometimes in a war, in a world war even, nations will try to maintain their neutrality. They'll say, we don't take sides. But in this spiritual warfare, you must take sides. You cannot be neutral. Wherever Jesus Christ came, he caused a division. John tells us time and again in the Gospel of John that there was a division among them because of him. And you either respond to him in faith and follow him, or you reject him. Jesus said, he that is not for me is against me. You cannot be neutral. I hope you can say, I've chosen the Lord Jesus as my Savior, and I want to follow him until I die. And I want to be a soldier for him in this warfare against evil. And it's not just the evil men here on earth. It's not just those who are in the mafia, or who may be in organized crime. It's not just the dope pushers. It's not just the prostitutes. It's not just evil men here on earth. But behind all of this, Paul says, there are marshaled spiritual forces, evil forces. He speaks of them as principalities and powers, world rulers. And behind the nations, and behind the evil that we see on this earth, are all of the evil forces of Satan and the angels who followed him in rebellion against God. When he took the Lord Jesus up on a mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the earth, he said in Luke chapter 4, he said, they're mine. They've been given to me, and I give them to whomsoever I will. Fall down and worship me, and they'll be yours. And it wasn't an idle boast. Christ didn't challenge that. He didn't challenge the fact that the governments, the kingdoms of this world at present, are really being led by Satan. We know God is permitting this to go on, but nevertheless, he's the immediate ruler. He's the God of this world. And Satan is the one who is energizing all the evil that goes on. So when we struggle with sin, we're not just struggling with the weakness in us, that old nature, the sinful nature. We're not just contending with the evil in other men, with the sin that goes on down at the local bar Saturday night. We're contending with a mastermind behind all of the world culture, all the evil that we see in this world, Satan himself with his forces. It's awesome when you think about it, isn't it? Awesome. Frightening. And if we were to go in our own strength, he would be finished. He's too powerful. He's too strong. He can energize a Hitler and inspire him to slaughter 6 million people. He can energize a Stalin and in a diabolical way have him destroy more than Hitler did. Millions, millions of people he slaughtered. Only God knows how many. The evil, the fearful evil that there is in the world. But we have resources. God is on our side, and Paul says in Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? And we know that ultimate victory is ours. And we know in the book of Revelation it says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. But in this present life, what Paul here is saying is that you're going to have to realize it is a warfare. And Satan is determined to destroy you. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, and you're following Him, you belong to Him, Satan can never get you away from Him. But he can cripple you. He can make you useless. And that's tragic. Tragic, you know, when you see Christians who could be useful for God, who could be living happy lives and godly lives, who get broken and defeated by sin. And Satan's very clever, rereading of his strategy. Ah, he's got a book of tricks, hasn't he? He has all kinds of plans, all kinds of methods. Maybe some of you have read C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, where he has this correspondence, you know, this imaginary correspondence between a demon and his superior, and all the strategies where they're trying to devise to see that evil is promoted. Ah, the devil is a mastermind of planning evil and planning the overthrow of Christians and defeating good as possible. So he says, to put this armor of God on, in order that you may be able to withstand. Stand, hold your ground, don't give in. You can't run from Satan. I was random. How could you go to really be away from Satan? Could you go on a submarine and go down into the depths of the sea and avoid him? Not at all. Could you climb the highest mountain and be out of Satan's reach? Not at all. So you have to stand. You have to face up to him and resist him. And this is what he's calling on us to do. Don't retreat. Resist the devil, James says, and he will flee from you. Resist him. Stand up to him. Proclaim in his faith the fact that you belong to the Lord Jesus and that Christ is greater and more powerful than you. And you don't need to be defeated. You don't need to be intimidated by him. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, it is true that there are times when we should flee certain situations. A believer is truly who puts himself in an area of temptation, who takes chances. Paul says to Timothy, flee youthful lust. Run away from situations that may be just full of temptation for you. You don't have to stay in those situations. Avoid them. If you have a problem with lust, don't be so foolish as to spend a lot of time watching pornographic movies or reading material that will only inflame that. Free youthful lust. Joseph ran away from Potiphar's wife and she enticed him. And it was a part of wisdom. And we should come to know our enemy and be aware of how he works on us. As you live, you discover your weaknesses. And you realize there are situations, there are things that Satan will use to tempt you. Become aware of his strategy. Become aware of his wiles, his plans. Avoid them. Pray against them. You have a weakness in your life. Every day, put that on your prayer list. You have a temper. Pray about the temper of yourself. You're having a problem being attracted to another man, another woman. Pray about that every day. You're greedy. You're dissatisfied. Pray about that every day. Realize your weaknesses and where Satan will try to get to you. Know your enemy. And he's a liar. He's deceptive. Remember that when he comes to tempt you, he will disguise the true end of what he's doing. He doesn't want you to recognize this. A person who begins drinking doesn't see at all the end that may be. He becomes an alcoholic, and he dies prematurely, and he destroys his family. Satan doesn't show him that. And he says, listen, this is the good life. This is good for you. This is real.